In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
One of the deepest questions we face as believers, as human beings in general, is about eternity, the afterlife. What will happen to me when I die, or to my loved ones when they die? And this, of course, leads to questions about heaven and hell. How do I get into heaven? Will God accept me? Because we're dealing with some ultimate questions here, I'm going to give a two-part sermon to address them, not try to fit it all into one. One part this week, one part next Sunday. Now, next Sunday, we'll talk about God's judgment. Today, we'll start right off with the answer, so you don't have to wait on the edge of your seat. Whether you are in heaven or hell in the age to come is entirely up to you. It is your choice, not God's. That's the answer. That's the answer. Your presence in either paradise or torment is your choice to make, only yours. You know, all those scary books, movies, and stories you've heard about God accepting some people into heaven and sending the bad people to hell are, in a word, lies. Absolute slander. God sends no one to hell, ever. Listen to that. God sends no one to hell, ever. God opens the kingdom of heaven to all and not only invites but compels people to enter. Everyone is invited. Whether you choose to enter is entirely up to you. Let's look at today's parable of the prodigal son, or better put, the prodigal sons. After the younger son takes his share of inheritance and squanders it, enough to make his own life a living hell, he sets off on the long journey back to the father's house. And while he's still a long way off, what does the father do? He runs out after him, covers him in new clothes, brings him home to a great festival. And here, of course, is an image of the kingdom of heaven, this welcoming home. It's also an image of hell, for that matter, if you think back to starving in the pig pen. You know, that's the image of hell. The younger son first chose hell by his own doing. The father didn't need to add punishment. The younger son was pretty good at beating up himself. But then this boy thought better of it, and he turned toward the father who had kept the door open the whole time. The door was never shut. The door home was never shut. And so the father escorts this son into paradise because the son chose it. The son chose to return, to enter. So let's look at the older son. The older son hears the fiesta going on, and he finds out what it's for, and he chooses to stay outside, wallowing in a hell of judgment towards his brother, anger towards his father, and feeling sorry for himself. Nothing's keeping him outside, except his own choice. The father even goes out to him and begs him to come in. He pleads with him, please come in. You know, it often amazes me that so many religions slander God by saying he sends people to hell when the Gospels clearly show that God is the one begging people to come in, people who've made their own hell begging them to enter paradise. Nothing can keep you out of paradise except you. It's not about good or bad. God invites both. It's not about sins of the flesh or sins of the spirit. Each son represents one type, and both are invited in. So the question of will God accept me into heaven is already answered. You already have the invitation in your hands. So if that's the case, is there even a hell? Or to put it another way, why would anyone not come in? Why would anyone not come in? Why would someone decline the invitation? Why indeed? Our parable today is interesting. The father is begging the older son to come in. Do you remember the son's answer? Of course you don't. The story ends before we hear his answer. Jesus leaves the boy's answer dangling so that we can answer for ourselves. But we can see his inner dilemma. We can see an example of why someone might decline God's invitation to paradise. In his case, he doesn't want to go in if the party is for his brother. The scandal of the gospel is not who God keeps out of heaven. The scandal of the gospel is who God lets in. The older brother didn't think his younger brother should be in there, so he stays out. The Pharisees put Jesus to death because he accepted those who they deemed unworthy. If you want to know why someone would reject the invitation to paradise, try this little exercise. And we have to be honest with ourselves if we're going to do this successfully. Think of a person. Maybe it's a type of person, a category, or an actual individual. But either way, think of a person or people that you have real trouble with. Once you have that in mind, imagine Jesus is throwing them a party. Would you go? Would you go to the party for that person or that group of people? People you don't like, people you can't even stand. Now, even if you chose to attend, I hope you can at least see the dilemma that this older son was facing. You can at least see the dilemma of why someone might reject paradise. That's one reason. It's because for the party's for someone I deem unworthy, and maybe I don't want to go. That might be one reason, but there are others. There are others. You remember Jesus once saying that it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle, right, than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. There's certain things that just don't fit into heaven. The gate to heaven is shaped exactly your size, and your baggage, as it were, won't fit through the door. Some of you might remember those old cartoons where some character would crash through a wall, right? And then they'd leave a hole, the exact shape and size of their body, right? Some of you remember that. That's your gate into the kingdom of heaven. Your entrance is exactly your size and your shape, which means some of the things you're carrying are not going to fit. They're not going to fit. They'll have to be let go of and repented of in order to enter. Any grudge or sin you're holding against someone else, it's got to come off. And that's not always easy. We all have prejudices, right? Not one blip of prejudice will fit. Going to have to be left at the gate. For one person, it might be the need to be in charge, the need to be right all the time. That can't come in. For someone else, it could be a rejection of God's love or God himself. They have a beef against God, and that rejection of God has to be left at the gate. For another person, it might be with riches and comfort. Still others can't let go of pains caused by someone else. For some reason, that pain is just something they have to nurture. That's got to be left behind. I mean, last week with the Pharisee, we saw his judgment, his desire to look down on someone else. That's not going to fit. And if we have stuff like that, that won't fit. You know what else won't fit? Self-loathing won't fit either. The refusal to see one's own worth in the eyes of God. Not only will the refusal to love not fit, the refusal to be loved won't fit. Nothing alien to your true self can come in. That has to all be let go of. All of it. Really, could it even be heaven if we don't leave that stuff at the gate? It wouldn't even be heaven. We have to let go of that. But you know what will fit through the gate? Things natural to your essence. Things natural to the image of God within you. Love and joy, peace, and patience and kindness and goodness, your faithfulness, your gentleness, your self-control. Those things fit because those things are what's really your shape and size. Those things are the image of God in you. And so as to the question of whether or not you will enter paradise, it's up to you. God's already done his part. God's done everything necessary. He's prepared the banquet. He's hired, as it were, the musicians. The gate has been opened. The invitation is in your hand. Come on in. You know, Lily read something really interesting in today's epistle. Paul wrote that he's filling up in himself what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. What could be lacking in the afflictions of Christ, you ask? It's the one thing God can't control. Your participation, your acceptance of the invitation. We don't know what the older brother chose in the Lord's parable when the father begs him to come in, but we do know what the choice is. Drop whatever is holding you back and come in the gate. The choice is up to you. Amen.